Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Ooh, you're actually going to drink that Diet Coke that probably got urinated on?
I mean, urine is, it's pretty clean.
Yeah.
I am going to wipe this thing down, though.
Okay.
It is pretty remarkable that the pizza that was outside the radio station for who knows how long over the weekend that was never claimed.
Yeah, it's kind of captured the hearts and imagination of an entire nation.
It was, I brought it inside the building yesterday and it stayed there.
It sat on the front desk.
We had a whole day of work yesterday and no one came to claim their pizza. And it came with a can of Diet Coke. So guess who's taking the can of Diet Coke?
Well, if you're not here tomorrow, I'll know what happened.
I even considered putting it outside this morning so I could chill it.
Oh.
So I could enjoy it.
Maybe in your now. Car on the way home.
Yeah, maybe right now.
Well.
But I didn't. And I'm not drinking a room temperature cola. Well, what, am I insane?
Somebody's too fancy.
You know who would not eat that pizza?
Oh.
The grandma from Southern Alberta. I wonder if she likes being referred to as a grandma
hard. Here's the thing, too. She's 58 years old and she has 12 grandkids?
Yeah, grandmother of 12.
How does that happen at 58?
I'll tell you. Religion.
Oh.
That's what everyone kind of told us. Not saying it's a bad thing.
I know, but man, oh man. So she held a plank for 4 hours and 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And broke the world record.
For, plank by a female.
Oh.
4.5 hours. She just sat there in plank position. And then you read the story about it. And not only did, you know, she obviously fit and capable of doing this, but she thoroughly just loves planking.
Who? Nobody. That's one of those things you do because it's good for you. You don't do it because you're not like working all day long going, oh my God, I can't wait to get home and plank.
And that's what she kind of made it sound like. Like she's like, she broke her wrist a few years ago. And so that's something she could do with a cast on is plank. And she just fell in love with planking. And I was baffled.
Yeah.
I was confused because I think most people, you have to hold a plank for 60 seconds. It's the longest 60 seconds of your life.
It's terrible. And her form is absolutely perfect. They even had an official there from the Guinness Book of World Records to watch the whole thing go down.
I feel really bad for her family. Because, well, her husband especially, because she also said that she obviously trains and planks all the time. And one of the things they'll do is they'll put on a movie and he's sitting on the couch probably eating chips like we do.
And she's
on the floor planking for the entire movie.
Yeah, it's nuts. And it's one of those things too. It's a sport you get involved in and I don't think you're ever going to fill a stadium with spectators to watch a planking competition because quite frankly, it's not that exciting to watch.
No, I barely got through the article about it.
Yeah, I watched a 6.5 minute video and it was actually very well done. And her husband, her kids, they all spoke so high. They said beautiful things about it. They seemed like a very nice family.
Yeah. And you don't want to knock, I mean, different strokes, different folks.
Yeah.
It's just of all things to enjoy in life, you love to plank?
Oh, would you rather go to sit in the stands and watch a planking competition or sit in the stands and watch a burpee competition?
Oh my God. At least with the burpee competition, there's some movement. You know, there's risk of someone rolling an ankle or something.
Yeah, when they land the jump.
With the plank,
oh,
they're as still as can be.
Yeah, that woman is absolutely ripped too. Like she's very physically fit looking.
Oh, the level of fitness to pull that off is wild.
But did she get that way from planking?
Is that the new secret?
Just plank every day?
That'll be the next big fad.
But you know, her family says sometimes she'll plank for like 6 hours in a day. Not straight, but over the course of a day, she'll do 6 hours like that.
And how do you wind down So you just planked for 4.5 hours. Now what do you do?
Burpees. You wind down with burpees.
Oh, burpees might be worse than planks.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
They're trapped in your phone. Forever.
You know who can hold a plank for a real long time?
Who? Tell me.
The guys at Lube City.
I've heard.
You got to have a strong core if you're going to be changing oil all day.
As a matter of fact, if you're headed to Lube City, say right now, whoever comes to your window and begins your service, ask them to plank for you. They will have no idea what we're talking about, but just say, I demand a plank.
And if they don't do it, just know because they don't have time.
That's right, because they're too busy.
It's not because they're not capable. Yeah. And they're the type of people, too, that if you were to plank in front of them, they wouldn't be there and be like, that form is no good.
No, they'd be encouraging.
Yeah, they wouldn't talk bad about your form.
But if you want to find out where there is a location of Lube City so you can go talk about planking and get an oil change, go to lubecity.ca. There are 27 locations in Alberta.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I get my feelings hurt all the time. I always feel like I'm being, for instance, right now in the hallway.
Yeah, I never thought of it this way.
Until I brought it up.
Yeah.
So there are a group of women that are working in a room right across the hallway from the studio we're sitting in right now. They only come into the building on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but they have this essential oils thing going. What's that called?
It's very fragrant.
It's a vaporizer?
Yeah.
What do you call it? I don't know, but it pumps out this scent of, I don't know what we got going this morning, lilac maybe. It's super strong. It hurts my eyeballs. And the only thing I can think about is, are they doing that because they think I stink?
I didn't think of that before.
Oh, I took it personally.
And now I do take it personally.
Yeah.
Much as I would if I put a chair out for free on my front lawn and no one claimed it.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
It's on the internet, where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Bryce, are we going to talk about, hey, what do you keep in your Crown Royal bag? Mm. Or, I do want to talk about the Crown Royal bag thing. It appears that it might be the new junk drawer. I was out with some friends the other day, and we all started discussing, oh yeah, I got a Crown Royal bag. I keep blank in mine. Mine is my battery bag at home. Keep all my batteries in a Crown Royal bag.
I feel left out because I don't have a Crown Royal bag.
Well, maybe you should get one.
I do have a junk drawer.
Well?
That could use a Crown Royal bag to ease some of the tension in there.
Full of bread clips or full of batteries. I guess you could put those in there. We can discuss that, but I also, you were telling me backstage and my hands started to sweat a little bit, like a little bit of flop sweat, because this is one of my worst nightmares. So, this is somebody who lives on your street?
Yes. They're doing that thing. They must be doing some spring cleaning. So they put a piece of furniture out on their lawn with a free sign on it. It's a leather chair.
A big, comfy leather chair.
From a distance, it looks pretty comfortable.
Uh-huh.
But up close, the leather has seen better days.
It's got some miles on it.
But it has been sitting there since Saturday. So this is day, three or four?
That feeling of judgment, that feeling of rejection those poor people in that house must be feeling. Because like, my chair's not good enough for you for free?
It's been sitting there so long, I'm actually concerned it's going to damage their lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Just like an in-ground pool, an above-ground pool.
Yeah.
So I hope someone picks up this chair. I'm glued to it. I'm just looking out my window every day. Is it still there?
I never do that move where I put something on the end of my driveway with a free sign on it for this very reason. What if nobody takes it?
And what
then
a rejection.
Two or three days later, I'm out there moving it back to my house again.
That is a walk of shame, having to carry that back to the house. Well, yeah, what commentary on your taste that you can't give away your furniture?
Ugh.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I would start to feel bad about myself. I think if that was me, I'd be like, what? My chair's not good enough for you? It's the same way when you go to a potluck or something and everybody brings a salad, everybody brings something and you just see that one thing that nobody's touched yet. You know that that person somewhere in that staff room is looking and questioning, why does everybody hate the food I brought? Like they just start to get up in there. They feel bad about themselves. That's why I will eat stuff I absolutely do not like just so I can put a dent in it so the person doesn't feel bad about themselves. This one right here, I once put an old set of golf clubs on my lawn to give away. There was no one around when I went out. I walked back to the house, turned around and looked, and the clubs were gone. There was no one in sight. That's from Jackie. Thank you, Jackie. Somebody else said, my parents left a chair with a free sign on their lawn a couple of summers ago. An hour or so later, my mom looked to see if it was gone. It wasn't, but there was a man sleeping in it. He eventually moved along, but the chair stayed there for 3 days at least. Chin up, Bryce's neighbor. Someone will come along and take your chair.
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Wow.
My name is Garner Andrews. I am the Compassionate Potlucker. That's what my book will be called, The Compassionate Potlucker.
Ooh. Sounds so deep.
I will seek out the casserole or the salad that no one is eating at the potluck so the person that brought it doesn't feel bad about themselves. Not all heroes wear capes, Bryce. Sometimes they wear a bib.
Anyone who says they don't care if their item doesn't get taken is a liar.
Oh, I know.
You're secretly the whole time you're sitting there like, I hope people eat that.
Oh my God, please eat my 7-layer dish.
You don't want to be the only person whose food wasn't eaten?
I know.
What a commentary on you as a person.
You don't want to be that neighbor on your street that puts the chair out on your lawn with a free sign on it and it's still there 3 days later.
Yeah, it's been there since Saturday. I've been looking, like I look out my window every day now just to get updates. Like, maybe it's gone. Maybe it's gone.
Did you pull a chair right up to the window and now you just sit there all afternoon staring at the chair across the street to see if somebody takes it?
I kind of hide. I don't want them to see me watch. I probably watch their chair more than they watch their chair.
Where did this one go? Oh, a friend of mine put a bunch of stuff on his driveway on a pallet with a free sign. Someone came, took everything, including the sign and the pallet.
Mm.
He later posted a sign in the local store, please return the pallet and the sign. Why would you want the free sign back? I can kind of maybe understand the pallet, but I don't know.
I like that the whoever took it just took everything.
Yeah.
We'll take it all.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
God, I'm so invested in this chair. It's not on my lawn.
No, it's not mine. I made it sound like it was my lawn. It's somebody on your street, right?
Yeah. Someone in my neighborhood has a chair, and it's been there since Saturday afternoon, and I'm just kind of hypnotized by it.
I feel bad for them because they must just feel so judged, so rejected. Or maybe they don't think about it at all. I don't know.
I mean, from a distance, it looks really comfortable. So I did a bit of a cruise by while I was walking my
dog
yesterday.
Were you contemplating? Were you thinking,
I was like, hey, man, like it's a leather-looking chair. Looks comfortable. And I walked my dog and did a little sneak and peek.
Oh.
And the leather has seen better days.
Does it look like somebody at one time perhaps died in that chair?
Ooh, not the vibe I got, but now that I'm thinking about it, maybe?
Did it look like cats lived in that chair? Anyway, it just seems so. I do feel this is my nightmare. This is why I will never put something on my lawn with a free sign on it, because if it's not gone within 30 seconds, I will feel like a complete and utter loser.
This is why I fear even Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if my Facebook friends can see if I were to post and list anything. What if it doesn't sell and I have to do a price reduction?
Oh, price reduction. Oh, my God. The shame. This person said, my dad once put a door out for free, but it sat there for a couple of days. He slapped a $30 sign on it. It was gone within an hour. And then I heard a similar story, too, from somebody who said, if the item says free, people won't take it. But if you put a sign that says $50, it'll be gone. My neighbor did that with a stove when it was free. Nobody took it. Soon as she put a value on it, it was gone. That's why you never put anything online for free, ever, because the people who will contact you for the free stuff will not show up to collect it. They like the idea of having your stuff for free, but once it comes to burning calories and gas to come get it, probably not.
But if they feel like they're stealing from you, even better.
Oh, God.
Look at that. That's actually not a bad tip.
Put a price tag on it?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you do, though? Like, that chair in your neighbor... Maybe that's what you should do today, Bryce. You should do them a favor. You should make a price tag, put it on there, and somebody will come ring their doorbell and give them $30 for their chair that somebody may have died in.
Wow, what a hero I'd be.
Yeah. How about you? 10029 to text. You can call the show, too, at 780-423-1029. It's the same feeling, and we've discussed this morning, too, when you go to a potluck, maybe at work, staff kitchen, and there's just that one dish that nobody has touched because perhaps it's gross. I don't know. And I always feel bad for the person that brought that because you know that there are, you know, somebody is somewhere in a corner looking, going, oh, no, nobody's touched my casserole. And their heart is breaking.
You need a good poker face, though, because if you do the compassionate potluck move and mm-hmm. take the casserole, they're also going to watch you when you take that first bite.
Yeah, what if it's what if it's disgusting?
So you better have a good face to just kind of mask it.
The compassionate potlucker.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I need your opinion if I should reach out to see if someone's okay.
Oh.
So we did our family Easter function on Sunday, and it's about 50, 55 people there. And what? It's kind of a competition. Everybody brings potluck, but they really go all out on their recipes. There's the classics, but there's one couple that's, they've been married for a long time, no kids, and they bring always something really different and really good. Well, this time, they showed up with a crock pot with macaroni and wieners in it, hot dogs.
And that's wrong because...
I don't know if it's a protest against the family or if it's their life's just suddenly gone too busy.
But also, Bill, am I the only person that went, oh, hot dogs and macaroni, tell me more?
Like, I know, there's all these really fancy plates and everything else, but there's a crock pot right full, and it was barely touched. And then they sent it home with one of our cousins that's like 19 or 20 and just moved out on his own, and he took the whole worth, I think.
Oh my God, that'd be the first thing I would dig into.
Really?
Yes. Again, I'm a simple man with a complicated life, but I am a simple man. But
yeah, I know, but he didn't cut the hot dogs up right. It's like he threw them in like a... one of those crank blenders. Like, it wasn't just chopped up in round rings. It was chunks.
And
It looked like a hot dog murder scene in there.
Yeah, like if a hot dog had been hit by a car on a highway.
Yeah, they were diced like you'd do onions.
And 55 people at your Easter function? Holy crap.
Yeah, we had a lot missing. We had a lot missing. Oh, yeah, lots of cousins, lots of uncles and aunts.
There were three at mine.
Oh no, ours is always a battle. Who's going to pull the trigger and say we'll host it?
Wow. Okay, well, thank you, Bill. There are way worse things at a potluck than a crock pot full of macaroni and hot dogs. Like anybody who brings like those, I don't know if people still do it. I haven't seen one in years, but any Jello with shaved carrots in it. That, oh, I could not do it. I don't even know where that came from. But give me a crock pot full of macaroni and hot dogs any day, and I will eat that.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We just sort of barely scratched the surface earlier this morning, but the Crown Royal bag, the purple drawstring sack that the Crown Royal comes in, it's just one of those things. It's got a high perceived value. Like when you're done the Crown Royal, you might get rid of the bottle, but you keep the little sack it came in. And I was out with some friends on Saturday night, and we just started discussing, hey, what do you keep in your Crown Royal bag? And we all had I keep batteries in mine. That's the battery bag.
I feel so left out. I don't have a Crown Royal bag.
Well, maybe one day you can get one, Bryce.
I do remember. It was bothering me. I was trying to remember... where it was, but now I remember it was a few years ago. I was working out at a gym, and there was a guy at the gym who carried all of his stuff in a Crown Royal bag. It was very distracting.
Like what, his headphones and stuff?
Yeah, like his change of clothes, like he stuffed in there.
Must have tiny clothes, but I don't know, it's like everybody, you can envision a Crown Royal bag. You might not have one, but you've seen somebody on the bus carrying one. Somebody just texted, this is from Sean. In Beaumont, the Crown Royal bag discussion is amazing. I thought I was the only one. I have a Crown Royal bag from the 80s. I always stored ball bearings, BBs, and similar objects for my slingshot in it.
Ooh.
When I was a kid. I still have it, still has the same stuff in it. Awesome to hear what other people are doing with theirs. Yeah, like I said, that's we keep ours in our laundry room in a drawer, and that's where we keep all the spare batteries. all the different sizes.
We posted a picture of yours with the batteries.
Yep.
And someone commented on it, another Sean, and said, I remember as a kid being sent off with my lunch packed in one of those. Sending a kid to school with their lunch in a Crown Royal bag.
Power move?
Once upon a time, it was probably funny. Now, the police would probably knock on your door.
Yeah. What else could you... I guess you could use your... Get a couple of Crown Royal bags. You could use them as drawstring socks, I guess, in a pinch.
Oh, I guess you could.
Like if you were, you know, between laundry.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
The iconic Crown Royal bag, the purple bag with the golden drawstring. What do you keep in yours? At my house, it's the battery bag. If you need a set of double A's, go look in the Crown Royal bag. There's probably some in there. Somebody said, good morning. I got my Crown Royal bag in my glove box with matches and extra coins. Oh, this one. I'm laughing at just how awkward it must have been. I'm not laughing at you. Well, maybe I'm laughing at you. It says, I wish you didn't bring up this topic today. I was visiting my neighbor and I noticed a large purple bag with the golden tie strings. I said, man, that's a big bottle of Crown Royal. He said, that's my mom. Her urn is in that bag. I laughed, and then I apologized. How about you? Go ahead. Hi.
So I just wanted to say that the Crown Royal bag is only for one thing, and that is for containing your Scrabble tiles.
That's what I think. That might be the leading, the thing that most people are saying. You keep game pieces or Scrabble tiles in it.
Okay, because I've been hearing other answers, and I'm like, what? I thought it was just for Scrabble tiles, and I met my husband and his family used it for Scrabble tiles, too.
So. I'll bet you if you went to Goodwill today and you bought yourself a used Scrabble game, you'd pull that lid off, and I bet you there'd be a Crown Royal bag full of Scrabble tiles in there.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, thanks for being out there, and you have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye. Bye. You know who I haven't thought about in ages? Kenny Wozniak. Remember he used to be on this show? He'd do the D&D report every week for us. He'd call in with his Dungeons & Dragons update. You remember that? No? It didn't last very long, and then it got canceled. But the Kenny Wozniak, I believe he carried all of his dice for D&D, including the 20-sided die. He carried that in a Crown Royal bag.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.